Four, I have 9:01 a.m. call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks?
You want to say anything about if he wants to stay for lunch?
Yeah, we will be having a benefit here at the courthouse this morning, so if anyone would like to stay for lunch, that'll start around 11:30. Is there anything else? If not, we'll move to our first order of business. First order of business is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 478330 through 478360, checks number 478362 through checks number 478423, warrant 8502. Two journal entries or transfers.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So just the one check number?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I'll move to approve check number 478361. And then if you don't want to second it, I'll go ahead and just push forward with the vote on it. Since there is just two of us present, I'll go ahead and go to a vote. All in favor? Aye.
Abstain.
And one abstention. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for October 28th, 2024, and regular session minutes for November 4th, 2024.
Do you have any concerns?
I did not. I looked through them and I didn't see anything.
I move to approve the regular minutes for October 28th, 2024, and November 4th, 2024.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the equipment service agreement, file number 24-135, recorder. With us this morning, we have Taney County Recorder, Ms. Jody Stahl. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. So the agreement we have in front of us is for Missouri Document Solutions. Mm-hmm. This is for equipment maintenance and repairs. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. It's just an annual renewal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it is accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 7th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form. Is there any questions for Ms. Stahl on this one?
Everything's been working fine.
Yep, everything's good. I did remove one scanner this year, savings of about
$2,500. Okay.
So, yeah, everything's, I don't have any issues with this at all.
Okay. Good.
I move to approve the equipment service agreement, file number 24-135 REC, between Missouri Document Solutions and Taney County.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Next, we have the transfer station damage release, Allied Services, file number 24-136, Road and Bridge. With us this morning, we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good morning.
Have the repairs all been completed, Devin, and satisfactory? Or?
Yes, and we've got three of our five trailers. We had one delivered yesterday.
Okay. This particular release form that we have here is for some damage at our transfer station caused by Allied Waste. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. We've had so many there. trailer, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
We're good.
Okay, so before we move forward, I do believe it's fair to note that there was two options in order for us to move forward with this. The revised form, there's a few corrections that needs to be in there. Allied has not seen that yet, so I think our appropriate action is for the commission to approve the revised release and submit it to Allied for consideration. I will note that on the first page of the contract, the address there does need to be corrected. I did just a pencil in on mine. That should be Buchanan, Branson, Missouri.
Okay.
So just with that one correction there.
Mine says Buchanan, Branson, Missouri.
Mine does not. So, okay.
Okay. I printed the correct. She sent the...
A different updated.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So I do not have
that. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so...
Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. So
okay.
It was this part right there.
Okay.
Because mine has it.
It's gone.
Yep. Okay, so I would entertain a motion to approve the revised release form and submit to Allied for consideration for the transfer station damage release, Allied Services, file number 24-136, Roden Bridge.
I move to approve the revised form, transfer station damage release, Allied Services, file number 24-136, RB, between Taney County and Allied Services, LLC.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the Cooperative Acceptance Agreement, file number 24-134, Roden Bridge. Devin, do you have anything on this particular one? This is the one with CentOS and Taney County.
Yeah, it's supposed to be better pricing than what we currently have.
Okay. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 7th, 2024, approving to the agreement as to form. Is there any further questions?
And you saw the agreement and understand the termination clause and all. Questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I move to approve the Cooperative Acceptance Agreement, file number 24-134-ALL-B, between CentOS as contractor in Taney County.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next, we have our monthly budget report. This morning, we have Mr. David Clark, Taney County Auditor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioner. The monthly budget report for October 2024, at the end of October, GCR had a balance of $15,537,537. In Roden Bridge, CART fund had $3,030,059. In the Roden Bridge sales tax fund is going to be $15,641,957. In the transfer station is showing $2,367,501. In the law enforcement sales tax fund is going to be $9,566,502. In the sewer fund is going to be $17,203,235. In total, the county has, at the end of October, $70,317,464. Some of these funds are going to be pass-through funds, so those will be included in that figure. And that would be the month of October report, monthly report.
Is there any questions for Mr. Clark?
Do you have how much is in the ARPA there?
ARPA currently. ARPA, or the Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, is going to be $2,765,150.
Okay. The ARPA and the what recovery fund?
It's considered the Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, or the ARPA funds.
Okay. And I think bills.
We do.
That haven't come through on that.
Any further questions on the monthly budget report?
And we've not taken out a law enforcement tax yet for the county.
Correct. We still have pending two transfers. One is going to be from the law enforcement tax fund to recoup costs from GCR of the sheriff, corrections, juvenile, and prosecutors' expenses.
Thank you.
Going from the law enforcement to GCR, also the administrative fees that will be discussed during budget.
Okay. Appreciate you.
Thank you, David. Mm-hmm. Next, we have the presentation of the Taney County preliminary budget. It does say 2024. He's presenting it in 2024, but it is actually the 2025 preliminary budget. With that, I'll turn it back over to Mr. David Clark.
Pursuant to statute 50.540 RSMO, I would like to present to you the 2025 proposed budget document that I have prepared for your review. This document gives the requested expenditures and anticipated revenues given from each department, officer, commission, or other agency of the county. After reviewing all of the requests, I have adjusted the revenues and expenditures to provide the commission with this proposed 2025 budget document. I have notified any department, officer, commission, or other agency of the county of any recommended decrease to their presented request. This proposed budget document has a healthy reserve providing over 3 months of operating expenses. In the general county fund, or the GCR fund, the total revenues anticipated are $24,591,957, and the total expenditures requested and adjusted are $22,990,557. The estimated beginning balance for GCR is $24 million, and the anticipated ending balance will be $25,601,400. Keep in mind, this budget includes emergency funds of $740,000 required by statute 50.540 RSMO, which is more than 3% of the total estimated general fund revenues, and contingency funds of $500,000, which is used for unseen expenditures, included in the GCR fund allocations is $500,000 for capital improvement. In the law enforcement tax fund, the total anticipated revenues are $9,294,000, and the total estimated expenditures are $13,691,841. The projected beginning balance for this fund is $4,500,000, and the anticipated ending balance will be $1,602,159. This fund was budgeted to provide enough money for maintaining the judicial building and a portion of the requested expenditures from the sheriff, jail, juvenile, and prosecutor's department. This fund also includes a contingency fund of $1 million for unforeseen expenditures. The Road and Bridge Fund's estimated beginning balance is $18,800,000, with projected revenues of $15,568,300 and expenditures budgeted at $22,363,317. The estimated end balance will be $12,004,983. Included in the Road and Bridge Funds are the Road and Bridge County Aid